The Glove in the Subway by Jane Jepka, Minister Emerita of CLF. A one-paragraph newspaper article describes a subway platform during the morning rush at Grand Central Terminal. A train pulls in, a well-dressed woman gets off. Before the doors close, the woman realizes she is only holding one of her leather gloves. She looks back into the train and spots the matching one on the seat. It is obviously too late to dash back in to retrieve it, so with a cavalier shrug, she flings her arm out and, the doors about to close, tosses her one glove onto the seat alongside its mate. The doors shut and the train pulls away. What a great image. One could use it, I suppose, as a metaphor for facing the inevitable, or arguing for an orderly universe, or even with a little stretch for sharing the good things in life. But as we move toward the summer season, the metaphor that comes to mind is one of letting go. To throw a favorite leather glove into the oblivion of a moving train must involve small pangs of uncertainty, pangs of some degree of loss, pangs of upset. After a lifetime of struggling not to lose our mittens, then our gloves, cavalier abandonment does not come easy. We need a vigorous and decisive toss about now to free ourselves of the confining gloves of life, even if we love them. And the train's about to leave.